The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and would be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. A lot of people have visited Immaculate Conception Church in the past year because Bishop Taylor designated us as one of the five Jubilee churches in Arkansas, and because we are the most beautiful church in the whole diocese, according to the unbiased opinion of her pastor. When visitors come to IC, I tell them that this parish was not always called Immaculate Conception, but it was originally called St. Patrick's Church. Can you guess why? Well, if you look closely at the stained glass windows, you will see at the bottom that they were all donated by Irish people. In other words, it was Irish immigrants who arrived here in 1843, who built the original church and named it for their own beloved patron, Saint Patrick. But how and why then did we change the name from Saint Patrick's to Immaculate Conception? Well, that is actually a pretty funny story I'd like to tell you today. Around 1865, my predecessor, Father Lawrence Smith, the pastor of St. Patrick's in Fort Smith, traveled to Rome, Italy. We were still called St. Patrick's. While there in Rome, he had the chance to meet the Pope. At the time, the Pope was Pius IX, a very intimidating and strict man. You didn't mess with Pius IX. In fact, the way you say Pius IX in Italian is Pio Nono, which fit him to a T. He told everyone, "No, no, no, no." Well, Father Lawrence Smith was super nervous, waiting in line to meet the famous Pio Nono. And when he finally came face to face with the Vicar of Christ, the Pope asked him, "Father, what is the name of your church? And poor Father Smith's eyes got big and his mind went blank, just like students when I ask them a question in church. But suddenly, in a flash of inspiration, the pastor of St. Patrick's in Fort Smith blurted out, "My parish is called the Immaculate Conception, Your Holiness." Now, if you tell the Pope that your church is called the Immaculate Conception, when you get home, it better be called the Immaculate Conception. But why was that such an inspired answer? Well, because it was the same Pius IX who declared in 1854 the dogma that Mary was immaculately conceived. So you see, Father Smith's answer was very astute and diplomatic. And I'm sure Pio Nono walked away saying, "Yes, yes, I like that guy." In point of fact, we were probably one of the first churches in the world to be called the Immaculate Conception. On December 8th, today, the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, not only Pope Pius IX and Father Lawrence Smith, but all Catholics don't want to say no, no, but yes, yes, to how God has done great things for Mother Mary. And one of Mary's biggest blessings was being free from sin from the first second of her conception in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne. By the way, that is why the convent next door, the big four-story building, is called Saint Anne's. That is, the convent and this church stand side by side, just like mother and daughter, Saint Anne and Mary the Immaculate Conception, stand side by side. Get it? Kind of cool, huh? Now let me make one thing clear about our Catholic devotion to Mary. We honor Mary, but we worship God. We do not worship Mary. In other words, every blessing Mary has received is a gift from God. Everything she is thanks to God's grace flowing through her. Mary has done nothing on her own. If Catholics tried to worship Mary, she would say, "No, no," to us, like Pio Nono did. And when we give all the glory to God for everything good in Mary's life, then Mary says, "Yes, yes." Today on the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, we follow the lead of Pius IX, Father Lawrence Smith, and Mother Mary. They all teach us to say no, no to Satan and to sin. And they help us to say, "Yes, yes," to God and His grace. Why? So that God can do great things for us too. Praised be Jesus Christ.